Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. And I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but I'm kind of a shitty joint roller. In fact, it became my fashionably late New Year's resolution to learn to roll a great joint. Not just good, I'm a high achiever. I want to be fucking great. And I don't know about you, but I've got the universe on speed dial. And a week after making that decision, I had the largest rolling paper brand in the world emailing me about advertising on the podcast. I shit you not. I'm excited to share what's in store for the rest of the year. But first, a word from one of our sponsors. Wink. Today's podcast is covered by MJ Relief, the muscle rub for what aches and pains you. The pain-relieving, skin-soothing muscle rub I co-created with Dr. Monica Villalpando is officially out in the wild and ready to enhance your everyday experience. But I mean, MJ Relief isn't new. It's the same thoughtful PhD formulation we've batch-produced for friends and family as Casually Baked Muscle Rub for the past 4 years. But now it's in a convenient tube so you can avoid messy mishaps, overusing, and contamination from those double-dipping fingers. And bonus, it's all natural and smells like a relaxing dream. I've used MJ Relief damn near every day for 4 years to ease my chronic muscle tension from spending way too many hours each day on the computer. And it is a must and a plus during massage. If you're feeling my chronic pain and want some muscle and joint relief of your own, head over to mjskinrelief.com and order a tube for you and another one for someone you love. That's mjskinrelief.com.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one.
I talked to you a lot about getting paid to be yourself. It was an idea that started whispering to me 11 years ago. I loved the people I worked with, but I was overall dissatisfied with my career. I felt like I'd picked the wrong dream. And before that point, all I'd ever seen people do was suck it up and get back to work. But something inside me was saying that I didn't have to be like everybody else. And the more I listened to that inner voice, the louder she got. 2 years later, I took a seemingly insane leap, quitting a six-figure career into a midlife retirement 1 month before my 36th birthday. If you've stuck with me for a while, then you've heard my story of giving away my things, selling my car, and moving to Bologna, Italy to reboot my life and recalibrate my values so I could dream up how to get paid to be me. This journey led me to the wine and weed country of Northern California, where I've been grinding away ever since. Like many of you, I went through some epic changes in 2020, and so did my small businesses. I'm re-emerging from a tough 12 months, and getting paid to be myself is evolving. And if you follow the podcast, you're going to roll with me through the transition as I move into a new chapter of this ganjapreneurial journey. The appetite for cannabis tourism is growing, and I have access to an authentic wine and weed country experience that I'm thrilled to share with you. I'll be your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. Whether you want to take a deeper look and make business connections in the California cannabis industry, or you're a creative looking for an inspiring change of scenery. Perhaps you simply want a locals getaway experiencing craft cannabis gardening and farming. Whatever experience you desire, message me about booking a private or small group casually baked retreat. Email me through the website at casuallybaked.com to inquire about summer and fall dates and details. And get ready to have an overall high time customized just for you. Another fun change I'm excited to tell you about is a collaboration that's coming to life with OCB Rolling Papers. Founded in France in 1918, OCB produces the finest natural and sustainably crafted rolling papers in the world. Textile fibers had been their go-to since the beginning, but in 2009, OCB introduced the world's first natural rolling paper, crafted with pure, French-grown organic hemp. Today, OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, organic hemp, and bamboo. In 2019, virgin papers were introduced here in the States. Crafted from sustainable wood fibers, this unbleached, ultra-thin paper delivers a more earth-friendly and enjoyable way to roll. Each week for the rest of 2021, I'm including a new segment on the podcast, the Sustainability Roll-Up presented by OCB Rolling Papers. Will highlight sustainability news and features from the hemp and cannabis industry. There are so many things going right that we should celebrate, but there are also areas where the industry needs improvement. And since we vote with our dollars, my friend, I want you to have all of the information necessary to make highly responsible choices. I'll be at the NoCo Hemp Expo in Denver at the end of March to find out the latest and greatest coming out of the hemp industry. And I'll be reporting back to you in the Sustainability Roll-Up. And remember at the top of the show when I admitted that I'm a shitty joint roller? It doesn't mean that I don't love smoking joints. I appreciate the ritual of the experience. I've just always been a microdoser, and growing up in Texas, I didn't have enough weed or time to hone my rolling skills. But if I'm real honest, I'm a snob about the consumption experience. So I loved learning that all OCB papers are plant to puff. OCB makes their own paper from their mill in Evian to the factories they own in Perpignan, France, with all fibers and packaging material sustainably farmed within a 500-kilometer radius. And the Always Sticks acacia gum they use is grown in African fields that OCB has been reforesting for decades. There are no GMOs, no chlorine, and no dyes in OCB papers. And each type comes in a full line of sizes in both booklets and cones. I mean, did you even know there were so many choices when it comes to rolling papers? The best part is we're going to try them all. Unroll with me. We all know practice makes perfect, so I'm engaging my cannabis industry friends to coach me. And if you've got some rolling tricks up your sleeve, perhaps you too can school me on an episode of Roll With Me, a new video series airing on the Casually Baked YouTube channel. On Roll With Me, another collaboration with OCB Rolling Papers, I'll get lessons and insights on the craft of rolling while chatting about all things hemp and cannabis culture. Now, if you too are a joint rolling novice and want to learn the craft alongside me, go ahead and get your school supplies ready. Visit ocbusa.com/baked to get 4 booklets of OCB and a rolling tray for only $4.99. This bundle is worth $20, and it's around for a limited time. But the rolling skills and street cred we're going to earn together, my friend, make this bundle priceless as far as I'm concerned. As for you OGs rolling your eyes at me right now, how about you going in and asking for OCB wherever you buy your papers and sample the entire line of products? I'll be curious to know which one is your favorite. I want to thank Paul and the rest of the OCB USA team for supporting the podcast and my herb rolling education. You'll find links in the podcast 178 show notes to the OCB special offer, as well as an interest form for joining me on an episode of Roll With Me. You'll learn more about the brand as the year rolls on, but get a head start by following at OCBUSA on Instagram to stay in touch with the natural wonder of OCB. Disclaimer, you must be 21 or older to buy OCB papers and follow their social accounts. Now, if any of you grown-ups will be at the NoCo Hemp Expo in Denver and want to connect, message me through the website at casuallybaked.com or DM me on social. I'm at casuallybaked on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Though a little disclaimer of my own, I rarely get on Twitter because it is such a cesspool that I can hardly stand it. I'm excited to dive into the sustainability conversation with you. And as always, let me know if there's a product, service, or specific issue you think deserves a spotlight. And keep those canna curious questions coming. And thank you for taking a beat to rate and review Casually Baked on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. You help folks like JHam1010 stumble across the podcast, and then they pay it forward by leaving me a review. And that totally makes my week, and now I'm sharing it with you. JHam1010 writes, "The first episode I stumbled on was coming out of the cannabis closet, and from this episode, I had multiple realizations that have changed my mindset in a positive light ever since, this being about 3 months ago. I was being so hard on myself for absolutely no reason at all. Cannabis is a wellness tool, as Joe advocates time and time again. It is not something that should be demonized or criminalized, simply put. I've listened to about half and counting of the episodes, and I look forward to the new episodes, which are aired consistently and are always relevant. I just listened to the Weed Moms episode and found myself nodding and smiling along, then stopping everything I was doing to write this review. Joe deserves it. Joe, please keep doing you. To everyone else listening to this show, be proud of who you are." That was nice, wasn't it? I hope this is evidence that what you do matters. We're having full smoke circle moments here, people. Oh, I love it. So thank you for doing your part to Puff Puff, pass it on.
Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.